Yes.
Yes, go.
So we can just.
All right. Thank you. Okay, I now call to order this meeting on August 27th of the Winchester Town Advisory Board. We will start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll introduce ourselves as the board now. Over here to my left, whichever.
Chris Hooper.
Dorothy Gold.
Cristian Barneon.
And from the county.
Beatrice Martinez.
Dane DiTomaso from planning.
Excellent. All righty, we'll now move into public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearings at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please clearly state your name and address and spell your name for the record. Do we have any public comment? Excellent. All right, now we move on to the approval of minutes for our last meeting, August 13th, 2024. Do we have a motion to approve?
Motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Nay.
All right, motion passes. Next, we move on to the approval of the agenda for August 27th, 2024. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next, we move on to informational items.
No informational items, Chair.
Alrighty. Next, we move on to the planning and zoning portion. We'll start with item 1, UC-24-0382. -E-J Club LLC use permit for an office in conjunction with an existing commercial industrial building on 1.02 acres in an industrial light zone, generally located on the west side of Sammy Davis Jr. Drive. Are we here?
Yes.
Excellent.
If you can just state your name and address for the record, and you can start the presentation.
Sure. Mark Vicaro, 2911 Sammy Davis Jr. Drive. 89109. Pretty straightforward. Looking to approve a legal office to go into our lower end northernmost suite, which were zoned as an industrial light warehouse. Previous use was a day spa. We've got a legal office that wants to go in and operate in about 880 square foot suite.
Right, is that?
I don't know further else to explain. It's it'd be a complimentary business to the surroundings. As to the north of the building, there is a federal halfway house. To the south of the building, there is a bail and bonds business. So there is complimentary services for him to, generate business from.
All right. Do we have any questions from the general public?
Imaginary.
Do we have any questions from the board?
Is it currently an occupied office? Is there currently
currently there's not a tenant. The previous user was a day spa that's within our building, and she upgraded to a larger suite last year. Mm-hmm. And so it's been sitting vacant.
A lawyer wants it, bail bond, lawyer, whatever.
Yeah. It's our zoning is pretty interesting because the majority of the uses we get are for non-industrial. So we're here every 6 months to a year, applying for a special use for a certain type of tenant. I think we house just one industrial tenant now, which operates a 3D printing company.
Uh-huh.
This would be a law office with regular business hours?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
talking about a one more office with a possible receptionist.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
Anyone else have any questions?
No.
Do we have a motion?
Motion to approve.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries. All right, moving on to our next item. This is going to be UC-240395 SAIA Gabriel Gomez Revocable Living Trust. Use permits for the following: 1, a museum; 2, a banquet facility; and 3, a recreational facility in conjunction with an existing cannabis establishment within an existing office warehouse complex on 14 acres in an industrial light zone, generally located on the north side of Desert Inn and the east side of Highland Drive.
I know, I'm back again.
Oh, I love a handout.
Lucy Stewart, 1930 Village Center Circle, representing the applicant and the Cannabition. And with me is Mr. Michael Stratton, who's actually from Cannabition. And they actually used to be located downtown in Neonopolis.
It was in Neonopolis years ago, pre-pandemic.
And so it's kind of a museum. It's interactive. It's basically cannabis related. So it's a lot of places where you can do selfies, you know, take pictures. I think there's a mechanical bull that's probably shaped like paraphernalia. And so I was here a couple weeks ago with the entertainment facility, which is right next door to that. And the lounge is right next to them too. So it's because of the new county code, we had to sort of tweak what we're asking for. And so the reason we're asking for a banquet facility is so that if you wanted to rent the entire facility out, it's 2 levels, there's a mezzanine level. You can rent it out, but you can't do that unless you have like a banquet facility. And they're gonna have weddings and events like 420. And when EDC comes, a lot of people tend to come there. Not that anybody would, you know, do anything out of EDC, but but there's a lot of activity when there's, and then there's the cannabis convention and all. So that's why we're asking for the museum, because the way the code describes a museum, the selfie and the interactive items with that. But they'll have events there too. So apparently there'll be a lot of people who want to do weddings that are cannabis related.
Yeah, it's a mix of interactive exhibits, history, education, and crazy, beautiful LED displays, and we have a very famous creative director, so it's super fun.
And do you mind giving your address for the record?
Yeah, my home address, or?
What, you can do the office, sorry.
Yeah, 2548 West Desert Road.
Michael Stratton, so.
Yeah. Yeah, so all fun and games, literally.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool. Very LED, that you had a visual that showed it. Unfortunately, I couldn't bring it back.
Yeah, I can certainly pass around a couple renderings if you want to see it on the phone. Yes.
So is
this is just the build, the overall building for Planet 13. It's again sort of like this gentleman.
Because I have no frame of reference as to where this is. I mean, I know the location. I've just never seen it.
It's kind of behind Trump. Yeah. You know, it's behind Trump. It's off. It's the old DI.
Yeah.
And then the big DI, the overpass, is where I think I came in and did my extension of time for the parking lot, which we're parking underneath.
Right. So it's this around this building.
It's a very big building. So we'll be back for more stuff, too. So because they're in it, has the 45,000 square foot, I believe, is for the dispensary. They do have some offices in there. There's a restaurant. They have sort of a shop where you can buy swag, like T-shirts and stuff. And then they moved their production facility over there, and then they have glass, so you can come down the grand hallway and watch people making, you know,
like
Ethel M.
Ethel M.
Exactly.
It's like a chocolatier.
Except you don't get a sample, sorry.
Right.
It's against the law. You can buy one, though.
But contact time.
Okay. So there's more edible stuff, I thought, maybe. I don't know.
I guess for the record, do we have any public questions? All right, any other questions from the board?
Chatter.
We'd love to show you, because a lot of people I know don't go into dispensaries. I kind of just do because I have to pick up paperwork and all. But it's really interesting, and they would love to give you guys a tour and kind of show you the facility, because it's fun. They've got, like, interactive things. I remember when we first approved it, there's lotus flowers on the roof, which a lot of people don't even notice, but they can change colors, like at Christmas can be green and red. And so if you ever want to come and do a tour, just be interested in contact me, and we'll be happy to arrange it. Or you can just go out. You know, it'd be nice to have somebody that can explain
your tour group.
So what happened to the original location? Because I remember when that opened, it was pretty short-lived.
It was a pandemic issue.
Okay.
Yeah, it closed, just didn't reopen, so I was not involved in that iteration.
Okay.
But that was almost like a test pop-up version. It was way smaller. We're a much larger facility with a lot more money put into it and some big names and awesome people involved now. So they did a lease deal during the pandemic when everybody was like hurting. And we got a great lease deal with Planet 13, and so it's been marching forward. And then a couple of years of supply chain issues, but now we're like almost done with the phase one of construction, and fabrication starts soon, and it's a good time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
And there is adequate parking. I mean, it looks like you've got a huge space there, so the additional parking that for people coming.
That's in fact that was part of it. We originally got a waiver to reduce parking as we've added things to this, because the parking lot that's under the NDOT overpass hasn't been built, but it's now working under construction. But to be honest with you, I go there to pick up paperwork all the time, and I've never had a parking problem, because I think it's so close to the strip that customers walk. I mean, they walk across, mm-hmm. or they have they do rideshare, and I think I mentioned this a couple, that they do have a room that, because they do care about their carbon footprint, that it's kind of to the side, and that the drivers can, just people go, oh, wait for me. They can go in there, they can park their cars, and then go and use the restroom, check their, you know, have a cup of coffee or a bottle of water, go to the bathroom, and then check their email. Mm-hmm. You know, so they're not keeping the car running. Mm-hmm. And then people can shop or do whatever they need to do. So honestly, I think it's more people either walk or they get rides. Now,
thank you.
When we come back in the future, there'll be more stuff. We'll need more parking.
More stuff, more parking.
Well, I was just going to interject real quick. My name is Chris Hooper, and I'm an auditor with the Cannabis Compliance Board, just in the spirit of full disclosure. I think this looks real good. One thing I'm just kind of a little bit curious about is, will there be any consumption being done on the property here at all?
In us, no.
Okay,
there's
that makes
lounge.
That much easier.
There is a lounge.
No.
There is a lounge?
There's a lounge that's been approved.
Oh, okay.
And the CCB has approved it.
Oh, good.
It has licensed everything. But no, any other place outside of that, they're pretty
safe. Our building specifically, zero tolerance.
They're very strict about it. Yeah. Now, you know, go to any casino on the strip and parking garages.
Oh, sure.
Like, yeah. So hopefully having something this close to the strip will make it.
Great. Thank you.
Any other questions? Do we have a motion?
Motion to approve.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you so much. Again, if anybody wants a tour, like, we'd be happy to, because I know most people kind of, but it's not what you think it is.
It's not the debt of inequity.
It's not.
And I was a 60s college student.
Have any of you been to Area 15? It's more like Area 15 than anything.
Uh-huh.
It's an entertainment.
It's not a dispensary. It's strange to think about their facility. It's just massive and more of an entertainment facility.
Yeah, I mean, it's again, they have a restaurant, they have offices, they have, you know, and they try to make it interactive, and you have to be 21. Before you can be under 21, because they had restaurants, and now the whole thing is just 21.
I gave my 81-year-old mother and 21-year-old niece a site visit yesterday. I gave them a tour.
Did
my
mother
mom had
like
never
it?
Seen anything like it. She was like, I just had no concept that it was this, like, bright and fun, and, you know, like, it was, it just doesn't feel seedy. Like, you think seedy, you think coffee bar in Amsterdam, it's not like
that. Good. Good.
Okay. All right.
Cool. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Okay. Cool. You're welcome.
So, moving on to general business. Do we have any general business?
No general business, Chair.
All right. Next is comments by the general public. Do we have any comments from the general public?
Who are leaving in droves.
Or ghosts.
Our imaginary imaginary people.
All righty. Our next meeting date will be September 10th, 2024. Thank you. This meeting is adjourned. I can't do that. I don't want to, I already.